RTE2FM. It's time for a bit of this. There is no introduction necessary, but we're going to do it anyway. There is a record, following a record-breaking run in 2022, Dirty Dancing is back on the road with a two-week stint at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre in Dublin, and it is starting tonight. I'm joined in studio now by the lead couple from the show, Michael O'Reilly and Kira Malou. Malou, am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah,
Malou,
right.
Gorgeous. Thank you so much, guys, for coming in today. It's an absolute pleasure to have you. Michael, you, can I just say as well, I have witnessed the lift.
Yes.
I have witnessed the lift outside. It'll be on our social media later on. It is absolutely, and I was just saying to you there before we came on air, I'm like a proper cynic, like nothing gets me anymore. Mm. And that got me. I was just like, oh my God, it's amazing. Wow. It's so good to see it in person.
Well, I don't think you're alone. I think we get a lot of people that come and watch the show that I don't know if whether they think it's not going to happen or whether
yes.
like baby's going to be on a wire or something. But when it eventually happens, it's like, you know, they
I know,
just love it.
It is absolutely amazing. And Kira did it in very heavy boots today.
I did.
Well.
Yeah, I know. It was a good leg workout for early this morning.
Really good boots. Michael, you played Johnny mm-hmm. in the show, and you're going to kill me. But for the uninitiated, give us a quick guide to what Dirty Dancing is all about, because it's been quite a while since 1987 and the iconic movie.
Okay, so for someone who doesn't know Dirty Dancing, what is it about? It's about a young girl called Baby Frances Houseman, who goes on holiday with her family. Mm-hmm. She goes to a place called Kellerman's. It's like a resort.
Yeah.
And while she's there, she meets a dance instructor named Johnny. And events transpire, and she ends up having to learn how to dance to kind of save another girl called Penny at the resort, who's in a
yes.
bit of trouble. And while she learns how to dance, Johnny and Baby fall in love. And it's all about their kind of like coming of age, really. It's definitely Baby's coming of age, and it's the two worlds colliding, really.
It's one of the most iconic movies, and like if you haven't seen it, you have to see it. Kira, we were talking about it there, the lift. It's scary to do, is it? Or
yeah.
You're a pro, obviously, but is it still kind of a bit...
I mean, I trust Michael wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
But, you know, each night we do it, it's live, it's... What happens there is what happens
it's what
there.
Happens,
so
yeah.
There is obviously that moment of, oh gosh, what if? But yeah, I trust Michael, and we've done it so many times now. I do remember being very nervous on the first day of rehearsals
yeah.
because we learned Time of My Life with the choreographer, Austin Wilkes. And at the end of this rehearsal, he said, right, guys, should we try the lift? And I just basically ran and threw myself into Michael's arm. And yeah, touch wood, it's never gone wrong.
Good, good.
Yeah.
And because it is like it's one of those things that, like, as you say, live performance, it is what it is. And if it mm-hmm. happens, it happens. Do you have a kind of a... like a contingency plan for if it kind of goes a bit pear-shaped one of the nights? Are
so,
you only...
yeah, there is someone the other side where I was to go...
Amazing.
Worst case scenario is if I was to go forward,
yes.
head first.
Yes.
If my legs come down, that's fine. I just come back down to my
yeah.
feet. But if I was to go forward, there is someone the other side that could be there to like grab him.
That is good
push
to know.
Back up. We haven't yet used that person. And I think this person, if it was to happen, I don't know how they would feel about it. But
no,
we have a little look at each other before we run into the lift and nod.
You're
and
kind of okay.
You
could
see
you probably have a language all your own, I'd say, just even you're just able to tell with
yeah.
each other. Michael, there's loads of stuff on social media about how much you look like Henry Cavill, who plays Superman. What are the pros and cons of that? You do look incredibly like Henry Cavill. It is very weird, actually. Yeah,
yeah, it's so weird. It's kind of, we did this rehearsal video at the beginning of the year and it kind of went viral and like loads of people saw it and were like, oh my God, Henry Cavill's doing Dirty Dancing. But I've had it for like the past like 4 years of my life. I think when I kind of like got a bit older and I grew my hair out a little bit,
yeah.
I just started to get it like every day.
That's funny.
Like every day. Like I remember the story. I was walking down the street and there was this man who was on the street asking for money.
Yeah.
And the two people walked past him and he asked them for money. And I was just about to walk past him and he was like, excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Oh my God, you look like Superman. And I was like, that telling me I look like Superman was more important than asking for money.
Yeah.
It was like, I remember that really took me aback.
It is wild. It's like, does it have any cons? Like, or pros? Are you out there signing autographs as Henry Cavill?
No. I think that I don't know what the cons are. It hasn't affected me much yet. I think the pro has to be that we're going to have to cross paths someday, and
absolutely,
you know, I'll do his little brother or
completely
something.
Completely, you have to get that done. Yeah. Absolutely. I wanted to ask you as well, Patrick Swayze, the late Patrick Swayze, who played Johnny in the movie.
Mm.
It's obviously, we said it before, iconic movie, iconic role. And same for Jennifer Grey as well in the movie as Baby. But did you try and kind of capture his essence at all? Or did you do your own thing? Was it important to you to bring your own thing to it?
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing the show for a while now,
and
both have been really important to me at different stages. At first, I really wanted to make my mark, and I wanted to be original and do my own thing. And the more I do it, the more I feel like it's important to pay homage to Patrick. And, you know, you say, you know, iconic role, iconic film. I think a bit of an iconic man, actually. And what I did was I didn't want to watch him in the movie because I didn't want to make the same choices. So I would just like watch hours of like interviews of him.
Oh, wow.
And I made like a playlist, and I would just listen to it over and over and over to get the accent and the inflection and
God,
the mannerisms.
That's interesting, yeah.
And then, like, you know, hearing him talk about the craft and his life and how he approached the work, and like actually none of his team wanted him to do Dirty Dancing.
Wow.
Like they were like, you shouldn't take this movie, it's not going to be a successful movie.
Yeah.
And the woman interviewing was like, well, why did you take it? And he was like, I just felt something for Johnny.
Yeah.
And you go, that's the type of guy he was, you know, like he just cared about the work.
Yeah.
And I think that's why he was so successful in the end. You know, I think everyone that worked with him said that he was just really, really passionate and was just always trying to, you know, be a great actor.
You're going full method on this.
Full method, yeah.
Kira, I wanted to talk to you as well about, like, same, I guess, were you a fan of the movie?
Yeah, I was basically raised watching the film. I remember my mum watching it.
I think most women were.
Yeah. And I do remember my mum having it on in the background, and I'd sort of start watching it, and then she'd like cover my eyes and the more raunchy parts.
Yes.
But I remember rediscovering the videotape when I was 16, and I'd literally watch it, rewind it, watch it again, rewind it. And I didn't quite know at the time why I was so hooked on it, but I feel like it's so deeply embedded in me, and even my alarm clock in the morning was Hungry Eyes.
Oh wow.
I was that obsessed with it, so playing it now as
Baby
is just so special. Yeah.
Is it hard on, because you're both like incredibly fit obviously, and you're, you know, professionals, but is it hard on the body to do what is actually a very physically grueling show, night after night? Do you find it, like, it hurts? Are you in pain all the time?
Yeah,
or are you kind
I would
of...
say for me personally, where I find I can really feel that I've worked a lot is in my back. I think a lot of the Baby track is, you know, lift, holding that
lift.
You know, you can't come down. So that's a lot of the back muscles working.
Yeah.
There's a lot of back bends in it. So I do feel like at the end of a week, I really have to look after that and cool down after a show, which, you know, it's easier said than done. I'm not always the best for cooling down, especially if there's something going on after the show. You get excited and want to run off, but actually you have to prioritize your body because you want to be on for every show as well, and you want to do the best that you can for these paying audiences, and, you know, they're not cheap tickets, so you want to be doing the best, so you've really got to look after yourself.
If somebody is a massive fan of the movie and you know, massively faithful to the film, will they find what they're looking for in the stage show? Do you know?
I think it's so much more as well, because it's got the music that I think I think it's one of the best soundtracks to any movie.
It's a brilliant soundtrack.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And then we've got a live band on stage.
Oh, wow.
Which just brings it even more to life.
And
we've got amazing vocalists and musicians. And then, yeah, you've got all the characters. And it's the same script. And it's fleshed out in parts.
Yeah.
Which actually just brings out some of the storylines a bit more. And it all thickens it out a bit. Yeah, we've got the same script, the same people. We've got the costumes. Like, it is just amazing.
Do you carry a watermelon?
I do carry a watermelon. And they are the biggest watermelons ever. And they're not light either. So
yeah, no,
I do feel sorry for Billy because he's got to carry all three at one point. And then I just take one off and that's my business done. But yeah, they are there.
So people will find what they're looking for here. Guys, what do you think it is, Michael, I'll ask you, what do you think it is about the show that just makes it so outrageously popular? Because it's record-breaking.
You know what? It's record-breaking and it's still doing so well.
Yeah.
You know, on this tour, we, like, sell out pretty much every venue we go to. You know, we're so lucky. I think it's one of those films that was just ended up being the perfect recipe, mm-hmm. you know, for whatever reason. And I think something about the story is actually really timeless because it's just about love, right? Yeah. Like we work with our director, and what he says before we start on the first day is like, what is the thing that's true for like all of the characters in this piece? Mm-hmm. Like, what is the core that is the same for everyone? And like we spoke about it for Dirty Dancing, and it's that love and that bravery, isn't it? Because every character is leading with love, you know, Johnny, Baby, even the dad, the mom, Penny. Yeah. It's all like there's so much there, and I don't know why it just feels so relatable, doesn't it? It's like a mirror. You really like, you know, I think for women they really see themselves in Baby.
Yeah, for
you know,
sure.
However that is, and for the men that watch it, you know, they're like Johnny. Patrick Swayze, he's so inspiring. He's such a cool guy that then actually doesn't care about being cool anymore.
Yes.
It's all just about the love.
Which is the coolest possible thing.
Exactly, yeah. You know?
Completely.
So I don't know. It just holds a bit of a mirror up, I think.
It reaches in, doesn't it? Mm. Kira, what about you?
Yeah, I think we've got a predominantly heavy female audience that comes to watch. And I think I've thought about this a lot. And I think Baby is... it's her first sexual awakening.
Yeah.
And she is the one that is going for this guy.
Yeah.
And there's such a huge risk of rejection there.
Yeah.
And I think every woman would love to be brave enough to stand in front of a man who's the cool guy, the
yes.
popular guy, the one that, he, you know, all the women want.
Yeah.
And stand there and be totally vulnerable and honest with the risk of being rejected. And
yeah.
then she's not. And I think everyone would love to be in that position.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something special about it for sure.
Yeah, and there's actually a clip of Patrick talking about this and people ask him, you know, like, why do you think it's so successful? And he goes, his answer was something like, I think everyone just wishes that someone would look deep down inside them and love them for who they really
are. Exactly what it is.
You know?
100%. Like, I wanted to ask you as well, just finally, before I let you go, because I know that you're so busy at the moment, the accents... Like you said, Michael, that you're in the, you know, Patrick Swayze's entire YouTube
yes,
history,
yeah.
learning the kind of inflection and learning the thing. Do you find it hard? Do you find it popping out in, you know, if you're in a coffee shop or something like
you
that?
You know what? Yeah, I do. I do, actually. I feel I get told a lot that I sound Australian. And I think
all
that
right.
must be because I do the American accent
there's a
so much.
Of there's something there, there's,
and
yeah.
I don't say beautiful anymore. I say beautiful.
Beautiful.
And that's just because it's lazy, because it's easier to say it with
is.
An American accent. There's less T's, you know, like,
true.
Oh, it's beautiful.
That's true. What about you, Kira? Are you the same?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's after the show sometimes. I've had it only a couple of times, not as strong as you, but I have had sometimes. Or if I am at a bar and I probably had a drink and I'm
yes.
not pronouncing as well as I should be. But I think Baby's more towards the New York, so I think it's more of a generic
yes, that's true.
Accent. But I think we all grow up watching American TV and American
awesome.
Films, so it's probably easier to tap into. But yeah, Michael does the Southern twinge very, very well.
It's very... Guys, you've been so generous with your time. And the very, very best of luck with it, because it is, it's such a phenomenon, and it's great. You were, like, if it's anything out like what we saw outside today, it's going to be amazing. So Kira Malou, Michael O'Reilly, thank you so much both for coming in today. And don't break a leg. You need both of them. And if you want to catch Dirty Dancing live at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, runs from tonight until Saturday, the 16th of September. And for tickets, you can head over to Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. IE. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.